with SRN News. I'm George Williams in Washington. In the Big Apple, Zoran Mamdani says it's a new era for New York City. He was officially sworn in as mayor at the stroke of the new year last night with a second ceremony at City Hall earlier this afternoon. At a Swiss Alpine ski resort, some 40 people were killed, another 115 injured, most seriously, from a fire at a New Year's celebration. The local attorney general says it's too early to determine the cause. Officials are ruling out terrorism. The Chief Justice has issued his annual letter to the judiciary.
John Roberts says the Constitution remains a sturdy pillar for the country. Largely focusing on U.S. legal history, Roberts called on judges to continue deciding cases according to their oath, doing equal right to the poor and to the rich.
Correspondent Ben Thomas says Roberts' message comes after a tumultuous year. Despite setbacks at lower level, President Trump's agenda has scored wins at the Supreme Court. More pivotal Supreme Court decisions are still to come, including those on birthright citizenship and tariffs. President Trump is putting the brakes on increased tariffs on furniture and other goods, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president signed a New Year's Eve proclamation delaying higher tariffs on upholstered furniture, kitchen cabinets, and vanities for 1 year. He cited ongoing trade talks for the reason. The order keeps in place a 25% tariff he imposed in September on those goods. The president has said the tariffs on furniture are needed to bolster American industry and protect national security. Greg Clugston, Washington.
New Year's Day is the premier day for college football bowl games. Earlier, Oregon beat Texas Tech. Indiana's leading Alabama at the Rose Bowl. Ole Miss plays Georgia later. Wall Street closed today for the New Year's holiday. And this is SRN News. Some new insights on marriage from the Barna Group. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The Christian Research Organization has been doing some polling and reports that self-described Christians experience divorce just as frequently as the general U.S. population. However, believers are a lot more likely than non-believers to try again. 58% of Christians who have experienced divorce are remarried. Barna also reports that 42% of self-described Christians say they think living together before marriage is a good idea. Michael Harrington reporting.
One Canadian province wants to embrace radical secularism. Lawmakers in Quebec are considering a bill that would make public prayer illegal and would limit public displays of religious symbols, including on clothing. Canadian clergymen of many stripes are condemning the legislation. Religious freedom laws in Canada are far less comprehensive than here in the U.S. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
2026 marks the end of an era at Berkshire Hathaway. Legendary investor Warren Buffett has retired as CEO.
Although Buffett does remain chairman of the board and will continue heading into the office every day. The man known as the Oracle of Omaha sums up his investment strategy this way. Be fearful when others are greedy, and greedy when others are fearful. He also advises employees to make sure they'd be comfortable with anything they do, being reported the next day on the front page of their local newspaper and presumably on the Internet. Rich Thomason reporting.
President Trump is putting the brakes on increased tariffs on furniture and some other goods. The president signed a New Year's Eve proclamation delaying higher tariffs on upholstered furniture, kitchen cabinets, and vanities for a year. He cited ongoing trade talks as the cause. I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm George Williams.